Right now, we will check sports. That's right. There was quite a lot of activity in Major League Baseball yesterday. The Mets did not play. They get set to play today, as a matter of fact. But let's take a look, first of all, at some of the stories from yesterday. In an exciting game, the Red Sox, down to their last strike, tied the game in the bottom of the 10th. And then came back to win the game with a grand slam walk-off home run against the Rangers 8-4. The Blue Jays defeated the White Sox 2-1. The Yankees downed the Braves 5-1. Now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is the Yankees and the Braves each came in with a 10-game winning streak. Only one of those clubs was going to leave with that winning streak intact. And it's the Yankees. And one of those reasons was Carlos Stanton. He had a two-run double that registered at almost 120 miles an hour.
That one is ripped to left field. It is a base hit, and it goes up against the wall. Scoring easily is LeMayu. Here comes Gallo. He will score. It's a two-run double for Stanton, and it gives the Yankees a 3-1 lead.
Another great at-bat by Stanton. He did waste that fastball to get back to a slider, but then did not throw a great one. The Yankees got a big break here by this ball, hitting the wall, staying in the ballpark, and allowing Joey Gallo to score from first base. And again, another great piece of hitting from Stanton, covering the slider. See, not a sharp breaker. Boy, he just smoked this ball to left field.
Now, the Yankees aren't only winning because of their offense. A great defensive play by Joey Gallo, who dove into right field and made a spectacular play. That happened in the bottom of the second.
And the payoff. That one's drilled to left field on the run as Gallo makes the play. And heading back to first is Contreras. Gallo saved an extra base hit and probably a run.
Boy, he takes great angles to the baseball, Michael. And I tell you what, he is a lot more agile than you think. I mean, this might be the world's largest outfield combined. But again, I mean, it's the route to the baseball. Just a straight line, but at a great angle.
So between those two plays, the Yankees got their big win yesterday. And when you now take a look at the standings in Major League Baseball, I can't believe that I'm saying this as well, because I was so disappointed in the Yankees in the first half, I basically gave up on the season and told them they should sell instead of buy. It's a good thing I'm in radio and I'm not a team owner. Tampa Bay has a 4-game lead over the Yankees. The Yankees have a 2.5-game lead in their wild card position. Boston is now tied in the final wild card position. They're 6.5 games back, 2.5 games back of the Yankees. Toronto has fallen to be 7 games back of the Yankees, so it looks like that's all over. Now, in the AL Central, the White Sox hold a 9-game lead over Cleveland. In the AL West, Houston has a 3.5-game lead over Oakland. Switching back to the NL East, Atlanta now with a 4.5-game lead over Philadelphia, 6.5 over the Mets. In the Central, Milwaukee has a 7.5-game lead over Cincinnati. Cincinnati is now tied for a wild card game. San Francisco has a 2.5-game lead over the Dodgers. And San Diego now finds themselves 1 game out of the wild card position. So San Diego's season, which appeared so bright just a short time ago, does not look so bright right now. Well, in a rain-soaked and extended golf tournament, Tony Finau ended his 5-year drought. He won the Northern Trust. Herschel Walker is registered in Georgia. Is he going to run for a Senate seat? Possibly in 2022. We'll have to see what happens there. The Jets have another injury. Linebacker Jared Davis will be out for 2 months with an ankle injury. So the news for the Jets in preseason is not good. And you know, these preseason games, this is what happens. It's too bad. Anyway, what else happened? Anything exciting in basketball? No, it's just that one thing we didn't report on, I guess we should have, everybody gave Greg Popovich a whole raft of garbage with the U.S. basketball team going into the Olympics. Of course, he ended up winning the gold medal. And 4 days ago, his message to critics, how the blank do you like us now? How the blank do you like us now? Of course, we mentioned this, I think, yesterday. Hall of Famer Rod Gilbert of the New York Rangers passed away at the age of 80. And the King retired from hockey yesterday, Henrik Lundqvist. He played for the Rangers and then, in the end, the Capitals. So that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Mike will be in starting tomorrow when we take a look at the racing at Saratoga and other sports to talk about.